Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The DH, Lee May. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Grich reaches second base with a double. Singleton moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is hit by the pitch. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser strikes out. Two outs. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Singleton reaches second base with a double. DeCinces goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to third. McRae moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. McRae moves to third. Cowens moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Royals, 1. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. McRae scores. Cowens moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nelson moves to third. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nelson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gritch strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bellinger moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Singleton scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 4-3. Royals. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. May steals second. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser strikes out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbrey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Ross Grimsley now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Otis steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nelson tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gritch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Gritch reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez pinch hits for Bob Stinson. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nelson bunts towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Martinez moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis is walked intentionally. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. Otis moves to second. 2 outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Paul Blair pinch hits for Tony Muser. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andres Mora pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Reggie Jackson now playing right field. Ken Singleton now playing left field. Doug DeCinces now playing first. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. McRae reaches second base with a double. Dyer Miller now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens bunts in front of the plate. Hendricks fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Patek steals second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Martinez reaches third base with a triple. Patek scores. It's 7-3, Royals. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Bellinger moves to third. 2 outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Royals. Marty Patton now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. May is hit by the pitch. Royal Stillman pinch runs for Lee May. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.